Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 to 4 o'clock, and then after 4 o'clock, it's the John Cobell Show on Demand on the iHeartRadio app. Look at that. Now, we're going to start off. Boy, there was a really annoying group of terrorist supporters that blocked the 110. Maybe you were in this. For 2 hours, and it backed up traffic a long way. They actually dragged a 7-foot menorah onto the freeway. This group is called If Not Now Los Angeles, and they had announced they were going to do a downtown protest. And this is, don't let any of these groups fool you. They're full-blown supporters of Hamas. And they're full-blown supporters of Jewish genocide. And they try to cover it with, oh, we just care about the people of Gaza. No, they don't. What they want to do is they want to eradicate Jews from the planet. That's their real goal. And so there was a big crowd on the freeway. They parked the cars on the freeway. Blake Trolley ran down to the scene. What did you find?
Well, it was a really interesting trip getting over there, John, given the fact that the freeway itself was shut down and my maps kept wanting to divert me onto the 110 to get up into the zone. So we took some side streets into the area. And just even on the side streets, you talk about the traffic being backed up on the freeway. But even on the side streets, it was snarled through a lot of downtown L.A. And it was really tricky to figure out exactly where we were going to park to make it onto the scene. The group really nailed a critical spot for commuters between 2nd and 3rd Street. So really the heart of downtown L.A., they locked arms, sat across the freeway as commuters really just sat there and had to wait for the commotion to end. Drivers grew frustrated waiting around. There were several shoving matches. At one point, a person was thrown onto the hood of a car. Two motorcyclists said the hell with it and actually went through the protest line and continued south. Now, this was definitely an organized effort with some planning, with protesters using at least two methods to get onto the freeway. Some of these people, they exited their cars on the freeway and began walking and chanting before forming that line you've probably seen a lot of photos of now on the internet where they locked arms and sat on the freeway. Others, at least a few, entered through a break in a chain link fence where a homeless man lives. When I pulled up to the 110, John, I saw this homeless guy escorting two people out from the freeway area. When I talked to him, he actually told me he helped protesters, some late arrivals to the party, show up.
Yes, I did. Yes, there's a whole fence right here. I lifted it up and I was able to help them get out there once they started doing their protests off the highway.
You lifted a hole in the fence. How many people went through the hole in the fence that you lifted?
Probably about 5 or 6.
Did you help all of the entire group get out then or no?
No, but I believe it's part of their group out there. They're like maybe people kind of organize it a little bit maybe.
And you said you actually put up your own sign.
Yes, it's a black tarp on the highway. It says "Stop killing Gaza."
Okay, you put up a black tarp on the highway that says "Stop killing Gaza." That was your tarp.
Yeah, then the state trooper kicked it and told me to get off the highway, and I guess I wasn't moving fast enough. He was screaming at me.
Do you live here, sir?
Yes.
Okay, you live here. So you helped about 5 or 6 of them get out on the highway.
Yeah, and I'll do it again.
You're willing to do it again, let them back out?
In a heartbeat.
Gotcha. And what is the message that you're trying to get out today?
To stop killing. We shouldn't be killing each other. We should be helping each other.
Now, this group claims that they're American Jews.
Yeah, that's right. The group, at least as per their press release, it's a group of progressive Jewish people. They posted a graphic photo after this organized protest on the 110 of a young person walking with a body in their hands with flooded streets in Gaza. They say they plan to continue to protest. What they really want to see, according to their according to their materials, is they'd like to see funding cut off, U.S. funding cut off from Israel for this conflict.
So are these fanatics really Jewish? Because I doubt all these groups. I just don't believe anybody's message anymore. And I wonder where they're getting their money from. Did anybody explain who they are exactly?
You know, I'm still working to reach the group. Those two people I told you about, John, that came off the freeway, what I thought was interesting is, you know, they're protesting. So I asked them, do you want to do an interview with us so we can understand what message you're trying to get off? And they said no, and they kept walking. So it was weird. It was like they were on the freeway to protest, but they didn't want to go on the biggest news radio station in L.A. and tell us what they were trying to say. So I felt like that was a little interesting.
Yeah, that's what makes me suspicious, because this whole exercise is futile. I mean, absolutely futile. You are not going to stop the Israelis from doing what they're going to do. And you're not going to get Joe Biden to change his position on this by standing on a freeway in L.A. So these people seem like they're anarchists. You know, they're just a more nonviolent version of Antifa. But it's about snarling our way of life. And I doubt that they're Jewish. And I doubt that they're not supporters of Hamas. Because what they're doing is only fouling up our daily life. They're not changing this. If you wanted to help people in Gaza, you would join the humanitarian aid organizations in Egypt right now. That's what you would do. I know of somebody who did that. They're in Egypt now, and they're helping in whatever way they can to get food and supplies into Gaza. People standing on a freeway, I don't believe a word they say on their websites or in their chants or who they claim to be. Because it's an absurdity.
Well, all in all, John, 75 of these protesters were arrested. They're being booked with failing to obey a dispersal order. Now, on scene earlier, a big part of the response that I saw was tow trucks taking cars off the freeway. I'm told by CHP officer Roberto Gomez, some of these were protesters' cars, but some of these cars were actually people who broke down from just sitting there idling. I'm presuming they ran out of gas just sitting on the freeway.
And that just goes to show you, don't protest on the freeway. You're causing things for motorists that are trying to get from point A to point B. Somebody might have a medical condition. Maybe they're trying to drop off their children, whatever it may be. Just don't do it on the freeway.
And I talked to some CHP investigators today. They say, you know, they are going to be watching this group, and they're going to be keeping a close eye on them to possibly quell these types of protests from happening again.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that exactly. I mean, a lot of these groups exist only online. They talk to each other, or they communicate by cell phones through texts and emails and whatnot. A lot of these groups don't have headquarters necessarily. They don't have meetup sites that you can infiltrate. And I guess they just all organize to drive in a group and then stop at the same time. Is that what it seemed like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way that they put out the press release, they actually had notified the press that they were going to be holding some sort of demonstration today. And the way that they did it was essentially they did not disclose the location. I think it was up to the media to hit them up to get that location.
Well, I hope they tow the cars and crush them into bits. That's what they should do. They should be forced to forfeit their cars and have them crushed into little tiny metal cubes and then give them back the metal cube.
I will let you know how if that's the where and these cars end up, John.
Failure to dispersal. Boy, that doesn't sound like a felony or anything, does it? What is that?
It's funny. I actually asked the CHP. I said, that's a zero bail crime, right? I mean, that's got to be definitely wrapped into that. So we'll see. I'm going to be hitting up Gascon's office this afternoon, and I'm going to see what his plans are as far as, you know, prosecuting these. But yeah, these are very minor cases, I'm guessing. But, you know, you never know. Maybe he wants to send a message that, you know, he's not going to keep dealing with cases of the 110 getting shut down.
Yeah, they should get a year in prison for this. If we started handing out year-long prison sentences, this nonsense would stop. All right. Thanks very much, Blake. Good
work. All right. Thanks, John.
That's Blake Trolley, KFI News, on the stupid groups blocking traffic. Dude, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how delusional can people be? Or there must be some joy in being an anarchist and ruining other people's days and forcing people to run out of gas on the freeway. I mean, what is the pleasure that they get out of this? They actually care what's going on in the Middle East, really? I mean, if they, I don't know why they don't go to the Middle East and do some humanitarian work. That's something tangible, something real, not these stupid protests. And we're gonna sit on the ground, or we're gonna lock arms. Like, whoa, yeah, you're changing the world. Just completely flaccid. All right, more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4, and after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app as well. Okay, I caught myself. So we were just talking about this stupid group called If Not Now, and they claim to be Jewish, and they claim to be against the way Israel is treating the people in Gaza. So they're in Los Angeles, and what is this, like 7,000 miles away, and they're blocking traffic on the 110 freeway for 2 hours, and thousands of people are backed up. People are running out of gas, and people started jumping out of their car and getting into fights with these idiots. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's their angle? What's their real angle here? Because they could be completely insane. But if they're not completely insane, so what's the point of all this? Because Eric and I were talking, and it's like Eric said, well, they're not going to go and help in Gaza because they'd get killed there. They're Jewish. The Gazans don't want help from Jews. They want to kill the Jews. That's the whole point here. And that's why Israel is doing what it's doing, because, oh, by the way, did you see all the leaders of Hamas have all fled Qatar? They were all staying in luxury hotels, such as the Four Seasons Hotel. And they were hiding in the Qatari capital, and now they've all fled. So they see things are really, really going bad because Israel really is crushing everything in sight in Gaza. So now the leaders realize, uh-oh, time to get out. And they leave all the regular people behind to die. The people that are killing Gazans are the leaders of Hamas. They're the ones who created this situation. They're the ones who are a danger to the people. The Israelis would leave them alone if they would stop their genocide tactics. But anyway, I'm going to look up ifnotnowmovement.org because I'm always curious, like, where does this stuff come from? And then all I had to do was to go to the page, Why We Organize. You scroll down to the bottom, and most people wouldn't notice this, but they have an address, a contact address, 1629 K Street, Northwest, Suite 300, Washington, D.C. K Street is Lobbyists Row. That is where all the expensive lobbying organizations have their corporate offices, because lobbying is a huge industry. And that's where the guys in the suits are settled in so they can lobby congressmen, senators, the White House. They get paid huge amounts of money from their clients. You know, if you're with the petroleum industry or the dairy industry or the drug industry, right, you pay these lobbying groups millions of dollars. The lobbying groups also facilitate all the campaign donations. So this is all about bribery and greasing and enriching themselves. You work for as a lobbyist, you make an enormous amount of money if you work for one of these groups. And that's what this scam is, because on the website of If Not Now is a lot of pleas for donations. Donations for what? Well, for the staff. I'm sure the leaders of this group are making hundreds of thousands of dollars each. They always do. That's why politicians, as soon as they're out of office, most of them become lobbyists, and they make much better money. You can make far more money in the private sector if you've been a congressman, because they hire you for your contacts. They know that you can have lunch and dinner with a lot of targets, a lot of other politicians whose vote you want to buy. And so that's how the game is played. So this is not some grassroots organization. This is not local people. This is a national lobbying organization based in Washington, D.C. on K Street, okay? And that is the inner circle of hell for political corruption, is K Street. That's where all the bribery happens. That's what this is about. And I imagine they pay these mostly younger people certain amount of money, and they organize online, and here's the plan, okay? Take your car. Let's meet a big group at a staging area. Let's drive down the 110 freeway. Let's all stop at the same time right between 2nd and 3rd Street exits and get out of the car and drag the menorah out and tell everybody we're actually Jews trying to help the situation. BS. They're full of it. And all they did is ruin people's days for hours and hours. And you can see they don't want to, nobody wanted to talk to Blake from the organization. They don't want to get their message out. They're just paid to create huge disruption. Who knows who's behind this group, really? Who knows who really finances it? Who knows if it's even somebody in this country? I think there's a lot of forces in the world who want to disrupt America, and they've been doing it now for about 10 years. I think the internet has really facilitated a lot of organization and facilitated a lot of money so that you could disrupt just about anything if you have enough cash. There's enough losers who apparently, I guess none of these people really work for. You ever wonder? You remember being, 20 or 25 years old, you go to college, or you had your first job or so. You had hours every day to park your car in the middle of the 110 freeway and then have the police tow it away. And then you got to pay the towing charge. And then you got to pay the ticket. And then you've got to pay for the disorderly conduct charge or failure to disperse. Who had that time when they were like, when they were 22, 25 years old? Now, Israel has installed 5 pumps a mile from the Al-Shati refugee camp. And they are now pumping seawater into Hamas's tunnels across the Gaza Strip. They are literally flushing the terrorists out of their underground tunnel hideout. They're going to be moving thousands of cubic meters of water per hour, and there's 300 miles of tunnels. The operation's already begun. It's going to take weeks, and it's going to chase all these cockroaches out from the tunnels, unless they want to stay there and drown. And the Israeli Defense Force Chief of Staff told a press conference that employing water pumps would be a good idea. And so that's what they're doing. And Hamas had a lot of equipment down there. They had a lot of organizing space, and a lot of their troops would live and operate from underneath. And of course, the tunnels went underneath all the hospitals and schools and neighborhoods to try to use the human beings as shields. And Israel said, you know what? We're not going to play that game anymore. You don't get to use your people as shields to try to keep us from destroying Hamas. We're going to destroy Hamas anyway. You've had all fair warning. So let's go. And they've done it. And this is the way you conduct a war. If we conducted some of our other wars like this over the last 20 years, we wouldn't have been sitting in Afghanistan for 20 years or Iraq for all those years. Because Israel, when they go to war, they're dead serious. All right, more coming up. Oh, 2 o'clock, you know what we're going to have on? 2 o'clock, we are going to talk to an ABC reporter. Tesla is having to recall almost all their cars. 2 million sedans and crossovers. Almost every vehicle that Tesla makes over their autopilot. The autopilot is technology. I think it's self-evident what it does. This there's federal government says autopilot doesn't have enough safeguards to make sure the drivers aren't misusing it. We'll get all the details on this coming up. We're going to have Mike Dubusky on from ABC News.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt Show. That's what it is. Okay, I'm 1 for 3 so far. Hey, in San Francisco, this is amusing here. The district attorney up there, this is the one, Brooke Jenkins, right? Who's the whack job she replaced? Remember, they recalled their district attorney. I've like blocked the guy out of my head. He was so bad.
Chesa Boudin,
right. He was their version of George Gascon. And in San Francisco, they recalled Chesa Boudin. Here, we had a corrupt L.A. County registrar's office, and they messed with the signatures. So we couldn't get Gascon recalled last year. However, Brooke Jenkins took over as the district attorney, and she's, I mean, it's by San Francisco standards. She's not this hopeless woke hole. And she was on a panel with the mayor, London Breed, and other city leaders, and was asked what they should do about homeless people. And she said something that had people clutching their pearls. Play clip number 4.
Question, District Attorney Jenkins, is there anything legal that can be done for that 50%, that's half of the homeless population in San Francisco, that just basically says, I don't care how many times you come out and see me this, I don't want to go. Is there any, what's the recourse?
So I think the recourse is obviously outside of the criminal justice system, but.
Is it?
It is. I mean, the criminal justice system is.
So somebody can just say, no, I'm camping here.
Well, no, they have to be made to be uncomfortable. Is the truth of the matter. We cannot make it comfortable for them to pitch a tent on our sidewalks and stay. And so that's the theory of being able to now respond and say, you have been offered shelter, you have refused it, now you must move. And we have to stay vigilant.
So there's all this backlash against her because she implied that living on the street can be comfortable. You see the angle here? What she said was correct, but it doesn't go far enough because the questioner was Phil Mateer. He's a longtime columnist and reporter. And of course you can charge them with offenses. Of course you can. Every homeless person commits dozens of offenses every day. For example, if you just pass a law saying you can never sleep on the sidewalk, as soon as you see somebody sleeping on the sidewalk, out, you're gone, move along. This is a no-go zone. You're not supposed to defecate in public. They do. You're not supposed to do drugs in public. They do. You're not supposed to urinate in public. They do. You're not supposed to be publicly disorderly. They are. Just follow them around. Not to mention all the stealing they do. They're the ones who are walking into all the local stores and especially the convenience stops and the grocery stores. And what did I read? What did I read about a homeless guy the other day? I think it was on the Nextdoor app. Oh yeah, Deborah, you'll love this. Homeless guy walks in and starts grabbing at all the food in the buffet.
Oh, that is one of my worst nightmares. That's why I don't like buffets. That's exactly why.
And apparently the customer complaining went to the security guard who said, well, what do you want me to do about
Stop him.
Ouch. So, some guy's like dirty, greasy hand, God knows what bodily emissions are on that. And he's got the hand right in. What do they sell at the buffet?
They have salads. Uh-huh. They have all kinds of, all kinds of things.
So he could stick his hand in the salad and do his own mixing there. Yeah, well.
Although, you know what, John? I've seen non-homeless people, you know, coughing in their hand, picking their nose, whatever. And then they go in and they grab a cookie. Now, they don't use the tongs, right?
Right,
They have their hands touching everything. Or when people do that and then they're grabbing chips with their hands. Oh, it's so.
God, never, ever go to buffets.
Only if somebody is serving at them, will go.
Right, if they're scooping the food and putting it on the plate
or
themselves.
Or I'm the first one that gets in line, which I have tried to do before.
I can't stand it at restaurants, at Whole Foods. It's just so gross. So anyway, she's getting all kinds of crap, because what she's talking about is doing a sweep and just forcing people to move along. You can put them in jail. If you repeatedly put them in jail for all the offenses they commit all day, if you repeatedly said, gotta move, they're going to leave your town. All right. And the proof of that is in Beverly Hills, because they don't let anybody pitch a tent on any sidewalk in Beverly Hills or any of the park areas. Somebody comes along, an ambassador, and says, you must move along. And you know what? They pack up and they move along, because these homeless people, like all of us, want peace and quiet. They want to sit there and do their drugs and pass out. And if there's some annoying nudge saying, can I help you? It's like having a waitress, one of those overeager waitresses, and you're trying to have a conversation, and you're trying to eat dinner. Is everything okay? Do you need anything else? Is there anything I can help you with? And after a while, you want to slug them. It's like, no, I don't want anything else. Go away. Stop asking me. Well, it's the same thing with these ambassadors and the homeless people. You just annoy them to death. This is how far, and what did Phil Mateer say? Like 50% don't want help in San Francisco? 50%? Do you know how much outreach has been done? This has been going on. I mean, it's been a full-blown disaster here in the LA area for 6 years now, at least. The first shows that we did where the issue became big enough that we went out to go see what was going on, we did the show from Skid Row. And we did the show from the Santa Ana Riverbed in Orange County. And I believe those were about 6 years ago. And then there was the big encampment in front of the VA in Brentwood. That was huge. Venice exploded. And it was all under the Garcetti administration. I remember when Garcetti first ran for office in 2013, homelessness was barely discussed. It was not an issue. I don't remember homelessness being discussed during the Jerry Brown administration. This wasn't a thing. It suddenly blew up. This was a concerted effort by the progressive religious zealots that everyone gets to do whatever they want. And this was the seeds of anarchy. That was their philosophy. You don't want to believe me, but all this stuff is done on purpose. You know, when you grew up, wherever you grew up, not one person was allowed to sleep in the park or on the streets. There'd be a cop, and he'd make that person disappear. I know a guy who more or less runs one of the parks on the west side, and he will not allow anybody to camp in the park. He personally makes sure the guy disappears. Intimidates him, yells at him, cajoles him. The guy is gone. And there's never, ever, ever a single homeless person at this park. Never. They're all chased out. If you chase them out, make them uncomfortable. Brooke Jenkins is right. Where she's wrong is, of course you can charge them with misdemeanors, but that disrupts their day. And constantly having to deal with the misdemeanor charges, and you book them, you take them away, and you book them, and maybe you give them a few hours in jail. They'll clear up the problem. They'll go some other city, some other state, out in the desert, wherever. They won't be here in your neighborhood. Try this for a year. See how it works. All right, John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You need a redo.
What's that?
You said John again.
Oh, jeez. You know what? I got distracted because I turned down my headset and I couldn't hear myself. So I was focused on this little knob and I forgot what show I'm doing. All right, it's the John Cobalt Show. What am I, 1 for 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We were just talking about in San Francisco, the DA there, Brooke Jenkins, got some crap because she said homeless people ought to be made uncomfortable because about half the homeless people are completely resistant to any kind of intervention. All that stupid waste of time outreach that, and those nonprofits are making a lot of money claiming they do outreach services and they fail by the thousands every day. Same thing here in LA. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal, right? Yes, the Wall Street Journal, about a specific Los Angeles nonprofit. And I am so, I don't think skeptical is the word, suspicious. I'm suspicious of many, if not most of the nonprofits here in LA, especially the ones that deal with homelessness. These are rackets. And there's one nonprofit that was given government land in January of 2007 to build 49 units of affordable housing. Now, that's not a big building. 49 units, January 2007. It was almost next month, it'll be 17 years ago. 17 years ago. It was in Boyle Heights. And it has taken longer to build than practically any other residential building in the history of Los Angeles, a building this size. So this is why what's infuriating, first of all, that they constantly badger us for more tax money for homelessness. And then they claim, oh, we've got to do housing first. We've got to build housing first for everybody, and then we'll take them off the streets. Well, as you know, Karen Bass, for all her chest bumping yesterday, admits that they only put 261 vagrants in permanent housing, 261 this year. And part of the reason, is that there are no such thing as affordable housing units to a large extent. It took 17 years to build this one 49-unit development, Lorena Plaza. And the Wall Street Journal writes, the 17 years of false starts and delays are an extreme instance of how difficult it has been to build affordable housing in California. The development has faced nearly every hurdle that California laws allow opponents to put in place to put it in the way of affordable housing. Approvals by politicians and commissions take years, often held up by a single determined opponent on the city council. Now, these are all laws written by the same people who then try to extort billions from us in the name of compassion. I don't know who's been running this nonprofit, for 17 years and how much money they've made running the nonprofit. But they had a job here, and for 17 years, they have failed at it. LA claims it's going to construct 450,000 new homes by 2029. That's a total joke, because that would be five times as much construction as occurred in the previous decade. And that's according to Cal State Northridge. So it's a completely busted system. The reason the city doesn't build affordable housing is because of its own laws, of its own restrictions, its own regulations. And they don't do anything to change it. So no housing is going to be built. No homeless people are going to be taken off the streets and put into permanent housing. It simply will not happen, cannot happen, because they don't change the laws and the restrictions. What they do in the meantime is suck billions of dollars out of us and pay it to these nonprofits who treat themselves to beautiful lives, gorgeous salaries, and beautiful offices. And basically, we're all just a bunch of suckers. We're just absolute suckers when you see one of these. And they're going to put more of these on the ballot. You'll see more. There's going to be more homeless referendums. Let's borrow $1 billion here. Let's tax a couple billion over there. Yes, and it's for affordable housing. Yes, it's to ease the home. It is a complete scam and a racket. And this story in the Wall Street Journal, you should go read it. California desperate for affordable housing, but can't stop getting in its own way. And Lorena Plaza, not a person. That's the name of the development. And this is just an abomination. It really is. One affordable housing builder who's based in Idaho, a guy named Caleb Roop, said, thinking about building in a city like Los Angeles and dealing with the politics, navigating the bureaucracy, it's the last place I want to be. So it's a bust, it's a failure, and everybody perpetuates the failure because they can keep spending tax money. All the housing agencies, all the nonprofit agencies, they're all just a bunch of grifters. All right, we come back. Mike Dubosky on. ABC News technology reporter. What's with Tesla? Why are they having to recall 2 million of their cars? What went wrong? How could they botch this up so badly? Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.